the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And today's a Friday, so it's all about Fairbanks. So what are we doing today? And I got the best person in Fairbanks to tell us what we're doing this weekend. Olivia Rodriguez, how you doing?
Hi, David. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Have you had a fun Golden Days?
Yeah, so far so good. I am happy that Golden Days is lasting all week, too. So it is not just the parade and it's not just the street fair. There's been something to do every day of the week this week.
I just got done eating the sourdough pancakes.
Oh, those are so good. That's one of my favorite parts of Golden Days.
I know.
I don't know if it's an official part of Golden Days.
You know, it's not.
It feels like it.
You know, they've been doing it for 20, 30 years. They're right on the corner of 5th and, you know, in the Sadler parking lot. Mm-hmm. And so I just got done before you came over here, got done eating in the studio here, the sourdough pancakes, and then I did the Fairbanks Foodie Show.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You talk about a great show.
That's like a dream, honestly. Yeah.
And it was, you know, they were cleaning up. They're finishing all up, so they gave me about 6-7 pancakes in there.
The tall stack.
Yeah. The stacked and packed.
Yes. Oh, so good. And they're sourdough pancakes, too,
yeah.
So they definitely taste a little bit heartier than they like normal pancakes you'd make.
They're
get.
Just good.
Yes, they are. They're made with love.
So what's been your favorite aspect that you've participated in so far?
Oh, man. I think my favorite part of Golden Days, it was not this year, but they used to do the Felix Con. Do you remember that? When they would do a bar crawl and everyone would dress up like Felix Pedro. They did it only for a couple of years, but man, that was a lot of fun, that's for sure. But this year in particular, it was really nice seeing the old-time games come through at Alaska Land.
You know, I would think that the Felix Con would be so easy to do.
I know.
You know, you got the Big Eye, you have the Mecca, you have the
Humble Roots,
the Midnight Mine.
The Fairbanks Distillery, which, by the way,
yeah.
I popped by there yesterday to say hi to Pat. And I had the most amazing cocktail. It was so good.
What was it?
It was a rhubarb crisp martini.
Ooh.
Not strawberry rhubarb to note. Rhubarb crisp. So,
oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. Would definitely recommend hopping down there if you haven't been there in a long time. Their menu is just always changing.
That's Lori.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when people keep things up to date and fresh.
So are you going to work on that for next year for them?
Golden Days?
No.
Oh.
The Felix Pedro.
That would
you know,
be
they
fun.
Used to. Do they even have the lookalike contest anymore?
I haven't heard of a lookalike contest for this year, but we should. I need to start growing out my mustache. Ba-dum-bums.
However you want to do it.
Yeah, fine and fair. But also this year they had the comedy night, and it was the first night that it was at the Botel.
It was last night.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make it, but I heard our friend Glenner was over there.
Of course.
And hopefully making people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the Botel could be a really cool venue for that because they have that nice big stage, all the grass, it's right on the river.
You know, I was invited to the Harp Sisters and I didn't make it, and I so enjoy them. They are so funny, and they're twins, and they're related to the twin guys who do the, you know, the studs. You know, it's just so, you look at this, where do you get these people like this? And they're comedians.
Yeah.
And then they play harp.
I've seen them on Instagram. And yeah. Also, they're just stunning.
Yeah, like and they're digging at each other funnier than heck. You know, and I'm going, you guys must have had a hard time in the womb together.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That little sibling rivalry gives you a little bit of humor.
Yeah, it does. Tomorrow's a big day.
It is the big day. Tomorrow is the street fair. And that goes on First Avenue and into the courthouse parking lot. And then it's also one of my favorites, the parade. And it's a huge parade this year. They have over 100 floats going from the Carlson Center all the way to the Co-op Market. So do you have a favorite place you like to sit and watch the parade?
No.
Really? Oh, man.
Usually I was in the parade, but I'm not going to be in the parade. Yeah, so.
Well, my favorite place to watch it is right in the downtown core because it's like mm-hmm. right where Jerry and Glenner are emceeing. I just feel like people stop and do performances there. And it's a big crowd of people.
Right in front of the Co-op.
Yes. And I feel like nothing feels more like a parade than being in a big crowd of people. Like, there are places where you can go if you're looking for less crowded, like in the neighborhood and everything, but the energy right downtown is just unbeatable.
It's a great vibe.
Yeah, it really is. And you inevitably run into people and see all the cute dogs. That's another one of my favorite parts, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to miss not seeing your Dalmatian in the parade this year.
He turned 12 yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
He's doing great.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
Still obnoxious, yeah, as all get out.
That's like a puppy.
You know, I wonder where that personality trait came from.
You know, I did hear that dogs get their personalities from their owners.
Oh, my God. But he is so much fun still.
Yeah.
He's a lively 12-year-old Dalmatian.
Oh, good. Well, it's good when you have a dog that just, like, is a life companion that runs, yeah, all the way through. But I will miss seeing him at the parade, that's for sure.
We might. Emily and I might walk down with our dogs. I promise nothing, but you never know.
Yeah, I would love to see all the dogs.
Where are you going to be at?
I am going to be probably somewhere in the middle of the street fair, but likely I'll be near where Venue used to be, right in front of the Lathrop Building.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite place to watch because you're right across the street from Jerry.
Doesn't
Glenner.
Trina Bailey operate that now?
Yeah, she does. I think it's it is called Tees on 2 Street.
Yeah.
So, and I believe it's like a coffee house, but I haven't popped in there in a hot second, so I should.
Both of us should.
Yeah, we really should. It'd be nice to pop in there. And we were just talking about how nice it is when business owners keep downtown Fairbanks fresh. And that's a prime example of someone coming in and putting a little love in a space that we all know and love. Also, one of my favorite parts of Golden Days is the rubber ducky race. It is one of the most unique parts.
Oh, my God. Well, let's just go gamble.
You don't like the rubber ducky race, or do you?
I'm just laughing that it's one of your favorite parts.
I mean, if anyone knows my grandma on here, yeah, we do like to gamble a little, so we normally win, too.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier, Fairbanks, and that rubber ducky is looking pretty
Goldie.
Beat up.
Yeah. I did see the Geophysical Institute at UAF posted a picture of the duck from the early 80s. So the duck's coming on, it must be at least 50 years at this point. So maybe it is time for a Goldie refresh.
There's some patches on that duck.
He's a little dusty.
Yeah. His color's fading.
Although I do love it when you're at an event and all of a sudden you see this just behemoth duck staring.
Have you been arrested by the floozies yet?
No, not yet. I have not gotten a warrant out. Have you? You have?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet ever, or not yet this year?
Not yet this year.
Okay. So you have been arrested before.
Oh yeah.
What happened?
You're thrown in the clink, and they get money from you to get out. And usually they take photos of you.
Did they show up at your place of work, or how do they find you?
All the above.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If you know someone, you're walking along and someone knows you as one of the jailers, you're in jail. I mean, bam.
How much is the warrant?
Anywhere. Well, they don't need a, you know, they'll charge. If I wanted to throw you in jail, I don't know what the warrant costs, but they'd go get you.
Oh, man. I fear you're giving.
But they don't need a warrant to throw you in jail.
I fear you're giving everyone on the radio a really good idea. Start arresting either
James.
Of us.
No. It's part of your house. Throw in jail and it's at your house tonight.
Yes, that sounds... Yes, well, someone's going to arrest one of us. I'm not sure who, but one of them for sure. But seeing all 8,000 ducks on the Chena, it is just so Fairbanks. And
yeah.
I can't think of anywhere
else. Seeing a 966 front end loader dump it in is a lot of fun, too.
Yes, for sure. I can't think of anywhere else that has a rubber ducky race, actually. It's just one of those things that are uniquely Fairbanks, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever won it?
No, I haven't, but the prizes are incredible because I know that the yellow ticket is a $10,000 cash prize,
mm-hmm,
and the pink ticket is $5,000. But they also do things like 2 round-trip tickets for Alaska Airlines. They also do a $2,500 credit to the Princess Cruise. So if I imagine that could be anywhere, not necessarily an Alaskan cruise, so that could be really fun. They also do railroad tickets for a round-trip between here and Anchorage. $2,000 in heating fuel, which we could all really use. And then other things like a Borealis Med Spa package, Prospector Outfitters, camping gear package, and lots more. And they're still selling tickets. Like, they pretty much sell them up to the point of dumping all of the rubber duckies in the river, too. So I know you can get the tickets online, but there's also a ton of local businesses that are selling rubber ducky tickets. And I believe they're also selling them during the street fair, too. So
yeah,
it can be a one-stop shop.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Joey from Vermont. a farmer trying to get through the winter. Adriana from South Carolina, a single mother living paycheck to paycheck. Liam from Ohio, an injured father struggling to provide for his family. Hi, I'm Shanola Hampton, and I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with, tell me your name and where you're from.
Rod Myers from Franktown, Colorado.
Just took the lead in the Valdez Halibut Derby. Tell us the weight of your fish.
256 pounds, I think.
Very nice.
Or was
yeah.
it 265?
But you'll be on the ValdezFishDerbies.com website, and I'm sure you'll be checking that. But if you did stand to win $10,000, what would you do with it?
Pay for my gas to go back to Colorado. I don't know. Just put some in the bank and have my kids come up.
And what was the rest of your trip like? Did you bring in any, I mean, this is enough in and of itself, but yeah. Of course there were other anglers on the boat, so tell us how they did.
Yeah, we caught another big halibut that was close to 100 pounds probably, and we caught rockfish, plenty of rockfish, and some salmon, even some silvers were out there. And somebody caught a nice ling.
Very nice. And you've been coming back to Valdez. What keeps you coming back?
I've been coming here for years. Just love it. My favorite place in the world. I'll keep coming back as long as I can.
Is it a hard sell, the $10 for your derby ticket for the day?
I buy a season ticket first thing every year when I get here.
All right, well, congrats, and good luck on staying on the board.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Sure, the fishing is great in Valdez, but we also have opportunities to get outside and explore. Enjoy unbelievable views on one of our many hiking trails, kayak the Sound, book a glacier tour, or learn about Valdez's rich history at one of our many museums. Stop by our visitor center on Fairbanks Drive for advice on everything Valdez. Discover more at valdezalaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a slight chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 62. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Olivia Rodriguez in the studio with me here. How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic. And plus, I saw on the weather forecast that tomorrow is supposed to be beautifully sunny for Golden Days. So, knock on wood, hopefully that happens.
What time does the street fair start?
The street fair starts at 9 in the morning, and it goes until 5. And then they also are doing the rubber ducky race at 3. So it's a whole day downtown, really.
And so were you unloading at 6 or 7? What are you doing then?
In the morning?
No, in the evening when it's done. Where are you going to be?
Oh, man. I will likely be making my way to Bobby's for some dinner. It's my go-to, and I feel like I run into everyone I know there, too. So somewhere downtown for dinner, without a doubt. What about you? Where are you headed? After you've won the rubber ducky
race? To be determined.
Oh, okay. Maybe Bobby's.
I love Bobby's.
Yes, me too. It's a good family restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to get to know Bobby and Rena too. Yeah. And just like get to see their family come together. And my family used to own a family restaurant too. So I feel like it's a kindred spirit kind of thing.
My family never owned a family restaurant, but they had a couple bars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's counts as a family establishment, right?
You know, the one I always enjoy telling people is my father put the 300 Club in the bowling alley.
Yeah.
He was the first owner of that.
And the 300 Club is such a unique gem because it stayed, I believe it stayed pretty much the same.
It has.
Yeah. It's like the curling club to me.
Yeah.
It's just like a little time capsule that feels really, really
for bowlers or, you know, people in that neighborhood.
Or people who like to watch bowling. Like, I myself am an awful bowler, but I love going to 300 Club to watch people bowl.
You're different.
Different. Built different. Amen. But I know that there's a lot of great vendors at Golden Days. You'll be happy to hear, I think it was you who was telling me that you love the cheese curds. Is that
yes.
you? Yes, they're back
well,
this
they're,
year.
You know, it's, excuse me. I don't want to discriminate just by saying I love the cheese curds. There's so many things to love.
There are. Yeah.
So tell me more.
So we have the cheese curds. We have lots of ice cream and cotton candy. We also have lots of lemonade, too. But a lot of groups that want to interact with the community. So there are a lot of political campaigns,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is uniquely different for Golden Days as opposed to like the Midnight Sun Festival or some of the other smaller events in town, because I feel like the chamber really opens their arms to let people in to talk to the community that way. So
mm-hmm.
I know that we have Dan Sullivan there. I know we have Mary Poltola there. But it's a great way to come meet the candidates yourself and then mm-hmm. also hear about some issues. Like I know that there's both sides of the ranked choice voting issue will be there as well. So if you're not sure about the issues, it's a great place to come down and freely ask people questions and get to know a little bit more before the ballots.
So there's only be two of the 16 Senate candidates?
No, I...
How many gubernatorial candidates?
I think that there are six there this year. So there's a handful, a good handful. That's for sure.
Hello. This is our Golden Days political assignment. Everyone come.
I know. When I saw that there was over 100 booths, I was like, I wonder just how many like our industry versus political versus retail shops do. But 100 booths this year at the street fair, that's pretty impressive. 100. How long do you think it'll take to go through the whole thing? It must be like an hour, right? At least.
You know, how many beer stops are there?
Let me think. Beer. There's...
Besides Humble Roots.
Well, I mean, it's not beer, but El Dorado has some of my favorite margaritas. Soba also has a brand new bar. Have you been in there
No,
recently?
I'm not.
Oh, man. They did a great job with it. The bar itself is made out of wine corks.
And, wow.
Yeah, and it has a resin glaze over it. It is stunning, and it has a whole mirror wall. They did a really good job in there, that's for sure. So if you're thinking for beer stops, I would say Fairbanks Distilling, or I guess just drink stops. Fairbanks Distilling, and then you have the Mecca for a good stop, Soba, El Dorado. Then you need a little bit of coffee, so maybe teas on two. The Lavelle's Tap House, and then Humbert. So you really could make a whole day out of it downtown. There's options for everyone.
You know, I live on the north side, so my first stop would have to be the Big International, the Big Eye.
They've been doing some really cool stuff this year. Like, I also live downtown, and I've been hearing their concerts.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
You know, I haven't, because thank God they pointed the stage... Not directly at me, but at the borough.
Yeah, yep.
Thank God.
My mom and I live on opposite ends of downtown.
Yeah, it's going your direction now.
Yep, it's a coin flip.
Yeah, good. You know, it's your turn.
Yes. But I do think it's nice to activate that space because to have a downtown concert venue like that.
Yeah.
And I know they've been doing a whole big rebrand and they've had to go from like the big letter I to the big EYE, which at first I was like, what's happening? But then they explained it. Did you see that?
No.
It was something to do with when this new group took ownership. It was part of them legally needing to change their name. So,
The Big International had to be changed because that was on the liquor license.
Yes.
They can't go by the Big Eye.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So now they wanted to keep the tone and character of the neighborhood, so they put it the Big EYE. But at first I thought they were making a huge typo and I was like, no, it's not how it's the International. But once I understood that, I was like, okay, I get it. It's a totally new group.
You know what they should do next year? You know, they used to have the Red Green
Regatta. I was hoping you were going to say the Red Green Regatta. That would be so fun.
Something similar. Yeah. You know, start out at Grail Landing and, you know, go down to Pioneer Park.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't need to make it all with duct tape. You know, throw out some kayaks.
Yes, yes. I did the Red Green Regatta once, and I was a senior in high school, and we used, like, a friend of mine had, like, giant rain barrels. Mm-hmm. So we used rain barrels and planks of wood, and I swear we were almost sunk by the end. But we made it. And it's a huge, huge badge of honor to say you did the Red Green Regatta. I would love to see that come back.
Yeah.
Didn't the radio station used to host it or something?
I think they might have.
Yeah.
But you know, Glenner was involved in that.
Okay. Maybe we need to talk to Glenner because that would be really fun.
The other night, a friend of mine, JD and Jory, they got a boat and they picked me and Emily up at the Elks.
Oh.
And we, you know, hit the Elks and we hit the Botel. And then we went down and had nice hors d'oeuvres at the pump house.
Oh, that sounds like a dream.
And then he brought us back up and he dropped us off at the Big Eye. And he was great.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That's like a perfect Fairbanks day.
We started at 5:30 and we're home by 8:30.
All on the water?
Yeah.
Too? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Can't
yeah. We didn't go to Pike's. They don't have that dock out there anymore.
No, they don't. But speaking of docks, did you see that Golden Heart Plaza now has a dock
that you can tie off onto? They've had it. They finally, we almost got it out last year, but they finally.
This is the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun. Someone else also sent me an idea to do like a river rave, which I don't know how you feel about that, but basically it's like having a DJ on a float and everyone going down the river at the same time. That seems really fun too. So we could do both the Red Green Regatta and this river rave idea. So there's a lot of cool stuff.
A river rage.
Yes. Wouldn't that be fun?
You're going to get so many tickets from the state troopers by having alcohol.
Point. Well, BYOB.
No. There's no alcohol.
I feel like I see that rule get broken a lot, but you're right. That is technically a law. So we'll have to.
Not that I would ever encourage anyone to break the law.
No, never.
But I do have bail bonds ready.
Okay, good to know. And I feel like our river is so underutilized, or at least has the potential to really, really be this activity point for Fairbanks, because there's lots of kayakers and canoes and stuff, but the idea of having events on the river is something that I think we should embrace more. The Chena is such an important part of our history, and it is such an asset to run right through town, too.
True. Excuse me, Fairbanks? Anyway, you know, a river runs through it. It's what made Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Mm-hmm. And whenever you hear about the Polka Gold, there's always a Chena River involved.
Yes.
Oh, always.
Polka Gold. Did you know that Jerry Cleworth and Dick Hanscom have been donating that since the 80s?
No.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
I just learned that too. And the Chamber posted this super, super cute video of Jerry Cleworth. And I think it was an interview asking, how do you feel about donating it over all these years? And he said, you know, it was a lot easier to donate an ounce of gold when it was $400 an ounce, but now it's a lot harder. It's $4,000 an ounce. But Jerry is just one of those gems in the community, you know.
He is.
And I feel like he would never, I've never seen his logo associated with anything like that, but he's just one of those quiet heroes sometimes in town that does things without being asked or without wanting recognition like that.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
But the Polka Gold lasted 3 whole days this year, and people are doing it really seriously. I've heard people say they take days off work to try to get the Polka Gold.
At $4,000 an ounce, yeah, I can understand why.
Yeah, right?
Fairbanks, I was wrong on this, because where was it found?
It was found at the bus station across the street from the Curling Club next to Gold Panner Field on First Avenue.
Next to Dave Winfield.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a neat statue that just popped up over town, too.
My thought was it was on the north side of the river on the Barnett Street side bridge in that area there.
Oh, yeah, I could see that with the clues and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so if a guy got it on the third clue, that's incredible.
Incredible. And I think
I want to hurt him.
Yeah. He's got to find his gold. I think a couple years ago, someone got it on like the second day too.
Wow.
I know. And it was kind of luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it is good that it has lasted 3 days. I can't remember the last time it lasted the full 5. So it is definitely a heated competition out there. One year, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, it was in the Clay Street Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, like, my mom lives right over there. So I was like, oh, I'm right here. I can go try to find it. And by the time I got there at 8:15, there were already like 30 people poking around the cemetery. Yeah. So it is a very
poking
serious
around
game.
For the Polka Gold.
Yep. Yep. It's a very, very serious game.
Oh, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to give you some bumper music with the police, some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And when we get back, Olivia is going to play Dave's Lottery.
Oh.
Which is about the gubernatorial primary on August 18th.
Okay.
But if she wins, she gets pizza at Bobby's.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
We'll be back.
Pizza at Bobby's.
What the heck?
Calling today, for the first time in a week, the drop comes despite the ongoing fighting in Iran and its impact on shipping in the region. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
Ship traffic through the Strait of Hormuz really almost at a complete standstill. Just three ships a day for the past 3 days passing through that strait. And this happens as U.S. forces continue to grind away night after night, attacking Iranian military positions.
Last night, U.S. military carrying out a 13th straight night of attacks on Iran. The nation's busiest train station could get a name change.
It's part of an $8 billion redesign of New York's Penn Station. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is urging senators to also rename the train hub. The request did not include suggestions for a new name, but Duffy has indicated he'd like to see the station named for President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports a proposed City of Fairbanks ordinance seeks to clarify definitions of loitering, prowling, and aggressive panhandling, as well as give law enforcement more direction on how to respond to certain circumstances. What we need from council is a very specific identification of the problem we are trying to solve, said City Attorney Tom Chard during a Tuesday work session. We can't simply say we are going to outlaw loitering because the courts have knocked that down multiple times. The proposed ordinance would add a new section to Chapter 46 of the City Code, which deals with nuisance offenses. The section prescribes definitions for loitering, prowling, passive, and aggressive panhandling. Chard noted that a blanket ban on loitering is too vague and doesn't provide clear guidance for implementation. We need to make sure whatever rule we put in place is clear and understandable, Chard said. He added that overly broad language could be used to clear a protest or a rally could be easily struck down on First Amendment
Streaming
grounds.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Looking to grow your reach? Graphic North Printing is your expert in bulk mail services, delivering your message straight into the hands of your future customers. With nearly 50 years of serving Alaska's interior, they get it done right, on time, and on budget. From bold postcards and flyers to brochures, business cards, and self-inking stamps, Graphic North prints it all, and prints it all perfectly. Stop by off Old Steve's across from Taco King or visit graphicnorth.com. Graphic North Printing, where your image matters.
Are you a foster, adoptive, guardianship, or kinship caregiver in Alaska? The Alaska Center for Resource Families is here for you. Whether you're just getting started or need post-adoption support, this statewide resource offers free training, expert guidance, and community of Alaska caregivers. You'll find help with foster parent licensing, ongoing training, and resources for Alaska Native youth and families. Visit acrf.org to learn more. That's acrf.org. Supporting families so every child can thrive.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Sorry for the lack of or the dead air time we had is this North Korean equipment. We finally got her fixed. Yes. We missed some of the bumper music. I apologize, but that bumper music has got to hear. But during the whole time we weren't on the air, and you're listening to commercials and weather news, Olivia here was fretting about her choices for Dave's Lotto. So here's what you got to do, Liv, and as I explained to you, you got to give me the first, second, third, and fourth place finishers in order.
And fourth?
Yep.
Oh, man.
The top four in order. It doesn't mean that you're going to vote for them. Doesn't mean that you want them to win. Doesn't mean that you'll think they'd be the best. Today, right now, who do you think 1, 2, 3, and 4 will be? So who's your number one?
Let's see. So as long as it's clear it's not who I'm voting for. But order, I think Bernadette Wilson is going to come in first, just because everyone I've talked to that leans that way seems to be very enamored by her. Whether it's her like peppy personality or the way she gets like those sound clips out, I've heard a lot of people say that they're all in for Bernadette. But then I think Tom Begich is going to be in second, just because I think that he's really appealing to a lot of different people. I have been seeing his campaign ads a lot lately, and they're really well done. And I know a lot of people are swayed by ads. And then I think it's going to be the Bronson Church ticket third. I love that they pulled in Josh for Fairbanks touch, because can you think of any of the other candidates that are as connected to Fairbanks as Josh? I can't, off the top of my head, think of anyone else that's like as into Fairbanks as Josh.
Mm-hmm. And four?
Oh, man. Four?
You still have Bishop, Crum, Halala, Taylor, Walker, and JKT, who I think are out of the 9 or 10 people there. Those seven are left.
Oh, man. I'm torn between...
No. This is not emotional. This is who you think is going to be number four. Yeah. Not who you want to be number four.
I know. I think it's going to be Trug Taylor. But the okay. If I had a fifth, I'd say JKT. And what's the prize? I forgot to ask. Oh, no. You told me.
We're taking everyone to pizza at Bobby's.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. So, you know, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people and... 8 different answers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is.
Yeah. Has there been a consistent one for first or second, or is it just kind of all over the board?
First, I would say Begich. Mm. And then second is you get a lot of Bishop or Begich or Wilson.
Wow, it really is a grab bag. It's going to be really interesting.
Bronson, he has a strong third.
Yeah.
And then you get a little bit of JKT Halala. Crum, Taylor for fourth.
Yeah, well, I just read in the paper this morning that they were saying that JKT had the most campaign donations. Did you see that this morning?
Yeah, he got them all from...
out of state.
No, from a very specific group of people out of state.
Yes.
Yeah, those
the tech
industry who are into what? AI.
Yes. And helping along Alaskan politicians, I suppose.
Apparently so. This is what gets me about JKT. You know, for 10 years, he was a Ketchikan rep, and he was saying he was an independent. Mm. And now I see his commercials, and he's a Democrat.
Yeah,
and I was always saying, JKT, you're always a Democrat. You just lied to everyone.
Yeah, but I mean... I suppose that lives up to some reputations of politicians, too. So
yeah, you know, it's been fun. And again, there's 3 weeks left.
Yeah, it's crunch time.
So there's jockeying around. You're starting to see a lot more ads, you know, pitifully.
So many more.
God almighty. And
my poor mailbox is just
every day.
Yeah, and we have a downstairs tenant, and we... often are at odds politically, so I'm just seeing everything across the spectrum. Like, I see things that are directed towards me, towards my husband, and then I see things that are directed towards our tenant. It's a lot every day.
What's going towards your tenant?
Let's see. There's a lot of ads for the governor race for sure, but it's like the big, like the 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper that are in there. But he's undeclared, so he's like the one that everyone wants. But we're seeing a lot of Mary Peltola go to him, and then also
I'm not getting anything from Mary.
Nothing.
Me, really?
And then he's also getting a ton of Dan Sullivan. Like, I would say
I'm getting a lot of Dan Sullivan.
Yeah, for like my undeclared tenant, it's probably 2 to 1.
Dan, I got something from Halala yesterday.
Really?
Not a small. I mean, a big.
Yeah. I haven't gotten anything from Matt yet. Not that I'm asking for more political mail, but just noted.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any. And to tell you the truth, those are the only two gubernatorials I've gotten in the mailbox. But, you know, I'll be sitting there off watching TV, and it's off the Roku channel. So all of a sudden, boom, all these ads are dropping in. I mean, all of them are dropping in.
Yes,
all
I'm getting
of
a
them.
Ton of Trug.
Thank
Taylor
God
ones.
For the mute button.
Yes, for sure. Because I feel like once you've seen them a couple times, you kind of like zone out.
Yeah, I know what they're going to say. Mute.
Yep. You get a little desensitized to them, which is why I'm a huge fan of things like Golden Days, where the candidates actually are here physically. Because I am a huge believer that you can learn a lot about someone's character by meeting them in
and
person.
In Alaska, and especially Fairbanks,
you
can meet all them and have a conversation with them. You really can.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say to yourself, this lady's lying to me, or I've never heard from this person, but I like this person.
Yes. And I feel like Fairbanks has its own unique set of issues, to the point where if you're talking to someone who's running for a state office and they can't speak to any of those issues that are uniquely Fairbanks, you feel like they're out of touch with what the interior needs.
Yeah. You know, JKT. I'm sure you know all about the fishing industry, but we're mining up here.
Right.
We are national defense up here.
And tourism.
Yeah. We might have tourism with you there, but that'd be it.
Yeah, 100%. And so here...
We have a university here. Yes. Southeast is what I call a small community college.
Yep. I totally agree. And I think that is something that other states probably think too. Like, oh, you know, like we're a big state. We have so much differentiation. But I think Alaska takes it to the extreme because we have rainforests. We have like, isn't the Kobuk like an actual desert? So
yeah,
yeah, we have every sort of place here in Alaska. So it is a really, really big job to be able to speak to all of it. But the people who take time to look to Fairbanks as like Alaska's second biggest city, I think really would benefit too, because the issues here are very different from anything south of us, a little bit different from anything north of us. So to be able to speak to the Fairbanks issues, I think will be key.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It'll be very interesting. I've been watching them, and there's always those little commentary videos. Like, I think one of them's doing like an AI series where like all the candidates are different animals. Have you seen those?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll have
Thank
to send
God.
Yeah.
Don't. Don't send it to me.
It is a little
Don't make
AI
me
sloppy.
Mute it.
But I have to say, every time they come across my feed, I do watch them. So it's it's definitely an interesting, very drama-filled political season.
Yeah. You know, I started to hear something from Baggage yesterday, and there was some, you know, genre. Oh, God.
Yep. I know. He has very, like, cinematic ads. It's interesting seeing everyone's, because, like, I feel like some of the candidates are definitely more rough and tumble, you know, like, I'm just a guy helping Alaska. And then other ones are more like a documentary kind of style.
You know, there are 17 people running.
Oh, man, that ballot is
And what's going to happen is after this, then you're going to start seeing it with four left. They're going to start getting more like Sullivan and Petola, where they're going to start going after each other.
Yep. A little cattier. I know. Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to see them all beat up on Baggage, the Democrat. I mean, you know, the guy who's done nothing. And the only reason he's there is because of his brother-in-law or his uncle.
It's that name recognition.
Yeah, his nephew. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. His dad.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Those political ads, and they're not going to stop, too. I'm sure you guys are getting a lot here at the radio.
Oh, yeah. It's revenue season, man.
Flooded. Yeah, and the newspaper is going to start getting them, too. So I am really grateful for Alaska's no billboard law, though.
Yeah.
That
Just think if you had 17 people run for governor with no billboard law.
No, I cannot.
It'd be full from here to Anchorage.
Yes, and I'm already thinking, like, whenever I'm driving down South Cushman, I feel like I'm seeing, I didn't see that one last week, and put the statewide elections on top of our local elections, like for school board, borough assembly, soon to be city council too. Like, it is going to get flooded in the streets.
Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
That's the sound of Alaskans dodging potholes. State leaders say there's no money in Alaska's budget for repairs or anything really. But they managed to find $47 million for the West Susitna Industrial Access Road to benefit foreign mining corporations at our expense. How many potholes could they fill with $47 million? Maybe it's time our state invested in Alaskans before handing money over to foreign mining companies. Visit DefendTheWestSioux.com for more information.
Mary Peltola is not owned by billionaires. She believes government should work for the people, and that starts with fixing this rigged system.
Congress is half millionaires. It was not designed for that. It was designed to reflect the working people of Alaska. We need people who are willing to set aside their own personal stock portfolio and work for Alaskans. We've got to stop the insider trading. We've got to stop the ability for people to line their own pockets. We've got to enact term limits. 12 years in the Senate. If you can't get it done in that amount of time, go home. We don't want people in there making a career out of quadrupling their personal wealth. We need to show our leadership in Alaska.
Alaska's families deserve a fighter. The next senator from Alaska should be somebody who never forgets who she works for. And that person is Mary Peltola.
I'm Mary Peltola, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Alaskans for Mary.
Fairbanks is going for the gold this August. And if you're 50 or older, we want to see you in the games.
The Alaska International Senior Games return August 7th through the 16th with almost 20 events like bowling, tennis, track and field, swimming, pickleball, and more. Whether you're competitive or just want to have fun, there's something for everyone.
Visit AlaskaISG.org or Google Alaska International Senior Games for more information. But don't wait. Registration closes July 27th.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with a slight chance of rain showers. Highs level off around 62. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 70 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Olivia Rodriguez in the studio with me here. My throat is getting scratchy because before this I did by myself, without any help, Fairbanks Foodies.
Oh, man.
So when you speak for an hour and a half straight, your voice is going to go a little bit. But you know what I like about the primary right now? I haven't had anyone on from a political run since July 4th, because that's a 45 days marker out. And so, no, if I had one gubernatorial candidate on, got to have them all.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't even think that. That would be so many.
So, Fairbanks, after the primary, we'll start loading you up your precious ears with the nauseam of the candidates.
Oh, man. But it's so good to stay in tune and in lockstep with what they're talking about, too.
Yeah, I've had both Will Stapp and Mike Kronk on. Mike is not running, and Will does not have an opponent.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Nice. That's a good way to keep it balanced.
Yeah, so that way I can find out what's going on with the gas line bill.
Yeah, yeah, right from the horse's mouth, kind of, too.
Yeah, from the people viewing it and saying, this is what they're doing wrong, and this is why they're doing it, so.
Oh, I bet those have been interesting conversations to have.
Yeah, but you're talking about a new restaurant on First Avenue.
Yes, I was. I was. I was telling you about Toast. I don't know if you've heard of Toast yet, but they're at a lot of pop-up markets, and they do these like pieces of art on bread. It's gorgeous. My favorite one that they do is called the Strawberry Shortcake, and it has like a lemon cream cheese on it with sliced up strawberries, lemon zest, and like a really, really pretty wildflower honey on it. It is gorgeous. Super, super yummy, and they finally, after I think it's been like 4 years that they've been popping up at random downtown markets and stuff, they are opening up an actual location right next to the Bridgewater Hotel. It's the building with the peacock. It used to be the Jade Boutique.
Yeah.
And I think they had like a technology repair spot in there for a little bit, too.
Ready for a phone call?
Yes. Always.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Oh, morning. I'm David.
Yes. Your name is?
David.
Two Davids.
you know, David, you're confusing the other David on this phone call. What's on your mind, David?
Hey, well, let's see. I was just a couple of different things. You were talking about that Toast art. I'm wondering if you have to have eyes in your stomach and if, you know, just to be able to appreciate it more. But the other thing, and I heard you talking about the politics. Today is the day that they're voting on the Attorney General. And this is that guy that gave Ghislaine Maxwell the cushy little prison. You know, she's the Epstein girlfriend, right? And so the guy that gave her the cushy prison is the guy that Trump is trying to make the Attorney General.
Okay, David, I don't do anything on the national basis.
Well, there's going to – I see that Senator Murkowski is torn on the issue, and she's playing politics with it. The headline here is
– Now, that we'll talk about.
She's undecided on his confirmation. Her state is getting a windfall from DOJ. So if she gets a bribe from this crook, she'll sell out the rest of the country? I mean, that is just creepy. And, you know, again, this is the Epstein file guy.
I've not followed it, so, you know, and all I know is I don't think Epstein committed suicide. That's the only thing I can say that my thought is. I don't think he hung himself.
Well, yeah, especially when you note that he was on the noose that he used was on the cuff.
But David, we're digressing. What are you doing for Golden Days?
Well, I've torn my knee, so I'm not going anywhere. And I'll just have to wish everybody a happy time. Again, you know, the tariff money that we've been paying all this, crazy inflation,
Dave,
we're supposed to get
I don't go that direction, please. I like your phone call, but I just have purposely, since my 11 years on the show, I don't go on the national side. You have that before me and after me, and you got Michael Dukes, who does a great statewide coverage. I try and be as local as I can, and that way we have a well-rounded, balanced show here. And that way I don't have to show you what I really don't know. But appreciate the phone call, sir. You have a great day.
Yeah. Well, his question about toast is something I definitely feel comfortable answering. It is very, very pretty, and it is very, very filling also. So I was a little nervous.
When do they open?
Gosh, I think that they're trying to be open by the end of August, which is like right around the corner when you think about it. So about a month away. They recently have repainted that entire building. And
storefront improvement project?
No, they're actually doing it out of their
themselves?
Own pocket.
Wow.
But I was going to say, you might have been seeing a lot of improvements downtown
lately.
Yeah, because for instance,
that's because of you.
Oh, it's because of us.
Yeah,
us.
You gave me the thought about just the City of Lights,
yep.
The going back to
the neon. Yes.
And that started the whole conversation.
I'm still really passionate about that, and I'm still working with business owners and building owners downtown to incorporate neon. So that idea of going back to our roots is really strong. But the storefront improvement program, I think, is something that our community can look at.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talking about local politics, like that's something that happens at the local level.
And every year now, I people talk to me, I want to be included in the area. You know,
yes.
Now they want it to Gaffney.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, just hold on. It'll get there. And in a few years, it's going to be South Cushman.
Yeah.
On Cushman Street itself.
Yep. Just run all the way down.
Yeah.
And I think that even in just the 2 years, the change you've been able to see is really, really
dramatic.
Yeah. The Lather Building got repainted. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
The colors are polarizing for people. A lot of people say they really liked the light blue and that they're not very happy with the brown. But
I like the colors better now.
Yeah. I just like a fresh paint job. So colors aside.
But they had to do other things other than the paint job.
Yes. Like the windowsills were crumbling and stuff like that too. So there's so many things happening in the downtown core, and it might seem a little frivolous to just focus on exterior improvements, but it's about the way you feel.
It's your presentation of the building, yeah.
Yes, without a doubt, because you could have the prettiest interior ever for a business, but if your exterior is not welcoming.
Yeah. Did it happen any times in the Fairbanks North Star Borough? Do you have an ugly exterior so the borough
the
assessor's office? Yeah. And you got a beautiful interior.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This is reverse.
Got to keep it away from the tax man, I guess.
Yeah, but this is reverse.
It is reverse. And I think just being able to see workers on the street, too, it shows visitors and locals to our community that there's work being put into our downtown. And people are caring about our downtown enough to want to welcome people in and help stimulate our local economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I hope the storefront improvement program goes on for many, many years, as long as it possibly can.
You know, I think it's something that when it was proposed to the city council, they just said yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes.
Yes.
This is investment and it's matching funds, and you don't get the money until you're done.
Yes. And I think the matching funds is really, really important because
it's
not a handout.
You got to put in at least this much, if not more.
Yes, without a doubt. Because inevitably, like with every construction project, it always, one, takes way longer than you expect it to. But two, it always is a little bit more expensive as well. So, but one of my favorite storefront improvement program projects that has been going through is the Hoppner. Like I'm lovingly calling it the Hoppner Hut. The little storefront right next to Lavelle's Tap House.
You know what that is?
What?
That was the emergency stairwell out of the basement.
Yes,
I heard that. Yeah. And Steve Shuttleworth made them put that in.
Oh, poor Ted.
Yeah, exactly.
But now they're capitalizing on it. Yeah. And there's so many like the small.
It's available for lease.
It is available for lease. And I think they're hoping to put some sort of restaurant or something in there too. And what a perfect spot.
Outlaw Tamales.
Yeah. Oh,
downtown. Wow. Downtown location.
That would be super.
Yeah.
Good. I know they have Chichaco's Tacos in the starter block too. Yeah. They're doing Taco Tuesday over there, and I think Taco Saturday. Doesn't have the same ring to it, but
you know, this is if I'm going to give you what I would have done this summer if I was mayor. I bought the ice rink. I would have removed the ice rink.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work in the summer. And I would have found, if not bought, a full interpersonal chess set.
Oh, that would be
fun. You know, it's 8x8, so each piece is like 3 feet or 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 24 or 32 feet, and then each piece of chess. And then you have a couple tables there with just chess boards on it. Bring your own chess.
Oh, I love that.
And then you have the storage of it there, and the Festival Fairbanks, you know, owns and operates that area, or mm-hmm. operates rather. But if you have a good tenant there, they can open it up and close it down for people. That way it doesn't get vandalized.
Right, right. And because they do have a couple of good tenants over there, because right now they're doing the Bankstown Bike and Ski bike rentals. Have mm-hmm. you seen that?
I've seen that.
Yeah, and they're doing a 49% off discount for local residents too. So if you don't have a bike, it'd be your perfect place to stop by. And it's really reasonable on the pocketbook too.
And, you know, I enjoy chess because I play it on my phone at the lowest setting, so I win.
You and James should get together because he's been playing chess on his phone for years.
I'm not that good.
And that's why I think you guys should get together.
Compare notes.
Yes, compare notes, strategies, all that good stuff.
Oh, man.
But I think the starter block does have potential. It just needs to get up and running, you know. And I think just like we were talking about with construction, sometimes things take a little bit longer than you think they will.
Yeah, well, at the end of this month, the RFPs are due.
Yeah, for the Polaris building.
Yeah, so.
And I haven't heard if there are any applications or if there's.
They should have been advertising a lot more. They should have been marketing it themselves. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any marketing.
I think I saw a sole Facebook post, but it definitely could have been more.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, a big disconnect between our local government and the citizens is that lack of communication.
Yeah.
And it's not, I think, as anyone's trying to be nefarious all the time, but I do think that it is a totally extra job to be the public point of contact
yeah.
and to get information out. And often those kind of positions are tacked on to someone else's job that's already a full-time job. So,
you know, it's going to be first of all, it's very subjective because they're going to have this scoring system.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part of it. The second part is it is determined by the city council, by a vote,
mm-hmm.
what they do.
Yeah.
And if the city council doesn't like what's been presented, just say no and do it again.
And what I've been hearing and seeing a lot is that the city council hasn't been liking the process. Like, they might be liking the outcome, but if the process is not clear, then it feels like they don't have a part in it, or the citizens don't have a part in it either. So that clear, honest communication about what's going on and then what the end results could be, I think, is important on all different levels. And I'm not sure that we're getting that all the time.
We got a minute left. What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, what's he? Tomorrow is Golden Days. I had to like run through my mental calendar. So I will be at Golden Days in the morning just to make sure that everything is getting set up okay. And then I'll be watching the parade, enjoying some cheese curds and some lemonade. And then I will be heading home to hang out with my family. What about you?
I'm going to have coffee at 9 o'clock with my coffee group at Last Coffee Roaster Company about 9 o'clock. And sometime tomorrow, if we might come over and see the parade, walk across the street, or just walk downtown a little bit with the dogs and say hello to all the people running for God knows what.
All of them. All 20 of them.
I know. Jesus. Fairbanks, thank you for listening. Olivia, thank you for being here.
Anytime.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. Get out tomorrow. It's Golden Days. See you on Monday.